Christianity is the main religion in Ghana. It makes up about 74% of the population. Islam is about 17%. One thing that can be said about the Christians and Muslims in the region of West Africa is this. They are both vocal and unashamed of their beliefs. I sometimes heard shouting and singing as I traveled through Accra in the evening. Although I didn't understand the language, I could discern the message. What I heard were Christians praising the Lord. At about 4 a.m. every morning, voices over loudspeakers tag-teamed across the land. It was the Muslim call to prayer. It subsides early in the morning, but is intermittent throughout the day. About this painting. The modern building on the right is The Finder, a newspaper and ad agency. In the middle is a partially built home. You'll find many of these around Ghana. Construction loans are unavailable to most Ghanaians, so they will build as much home as their cash will allow. As they get more, they will build more, which may take many years to complete. On the left is a Christian church, and directly behind it, a mosque. What looks like birds are actually thousands of bats that pass this way every evening just before sundown. Their flight path takes many of them through the spires. Some of the homes are walled off, indicating a level of prosperity. Prosperity and poverty coexist reasonably well throughout Accra. For example, just one block up the street, people live in one-room, tin-roof shacks. The ladies in Ghana, regardless of their social or material status, walk tall with their heads held high, in part because they usually carry their goods on their heads, but primarily because they are a dignified people.